Yeah, it's not Aaron.
Okay. So anyway, if you reach out to her, reach out to the income case manager, see if she has any update, because I sent that email. I'm not even going to be able to look at it because I'm driving. I got to go pick up my child. She's got to go to
no
the fucking
problem.
ER.
No problem. I looked it up, and I'll ask her what the next step is. I got an email from her earlier that the reconsideration time frame for this is 60 days. So I'll see. If she wants, I'll try to ask her supervisor and see if they can, you know, override
probably get a supervisor. Yeah.
And if they will ask to be a letter of explanation, I can write a letter. It doesn't matter.
If she asks for the letter, if she asks for the letter provided, but everything, she in particular was saying the bank account that never existed and doesn't exist, and then she was
the hardship letter for this, but I think the hardship letter would be like, we spoke to the bank, they're not able to get any statement, the account never exists. And about the vehicle that it was purchased, it was sold about, 20 years ago. So there's no...
It was traded in 2018. But that's still past the five-year look back. That's another thing. Even them asking for a 2018 vehicle, that's past five years. Like, all that stuff. She asked for a 2010 Ford Focus. You don't ask for a vehicle that's 16 years old. You see what I'm saying? Like, she's completely incorrect on it, but she's doing whatever she's told to do, and even another case manager said, that's too far. There's no reason to ask for that. But she's been stuck on that hill. She's wrong, because when she called me on Monday, I told her, I was like, no, you don't. You exclude one vehicle, and in terms of the account, it doesn't exist. I said it never happened. So regardless of what's on that application, if it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist. And I sent her email explaining that to her. So she has that technically. If she wants it in a Word document, if you can provide it, so be it. I'm trying to see in here where Mary Dare. Oh, you know what? I do have. Oh, yeah. I have you in there. February 6th. Drive. I have February 6th. I sent an email, which you included, to her explaining all this and explaining the phone call, 45, it starts, I was on a 45-minute call with BC.
I saw that email.
All that.
I'll take
it to a Word document, do that.
Okay, I will call her, and let's see what's going to end up with this.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye, thank you.
All right.